95.7 The Hog, The Morning Hog Show. Welcome back. It's Morning Hog Happy Hour. Riggs and Guy Brew Review, round two, Guy, you and I need to feature our favorite beers on this special 125th episode of The Brew. We've done 124, and 125th is today, so we thought it a good time to try to stir up some special guests. No one more special than the guy who was here for episode number one. Not you, Guy. Vinny! Former SR Karate!
What's going on, fellas? How we doing down there in Florida town?
Welcome home, buddy. Where the hell are you?
I am in upstate New York.
Oh, really? Are you slinging beer up there?
Yeah. Well, actually, I've got a little more of an office jockey job, but yeah, I still work with all the craft guys and doing all that kind of stuff, getting out in the field every once in a while and slinging some beer, my friend.
Well, listen, you left a damn legacy down here for sure, and certainly on this show, because there's some beers that I never had before you or Josh or Amelia had exposed us to them. So today, that's where we're kind of doing our favorite things, whether it was sort of all time or just current. So we had to make the tough decision of picking one beer. What did you select, Vinny?
Brooklyn Lager, my friend. I'm 2.5 hours from Brooklyn.
Get it.
Exactly. I spent this past weekend in Brooklyn. I jumped on the train from here. It took
really?
Me 2 hours. I got to Brooklyn. I spent 3 days down there, drank a bunch of lager down there in the hometown of Brooklyn, in Park Slope, Brooklyn. That's where I had a great time.
All right. And this is Brooklyn, New York. There's a lot of Brooklyns around the country, but this is the real Brooklyn.
Wait a minute. Where is there another Brooklyn? Hey, you going to tell me there's another Brooklyn? Come on. Hey, you get me all
I just
want
to make
York out of me now. Hey, you got to come down and take care of your business. You know what I'm saying?
I just want to make sure you didn't get on the wrong train, because that's happened to you before.
No. Yeah. Oh, I have. Yes, I've ended up in places where I almost got handcuffed and put away for a while. But I'm good now. It didn't happen.
I love
fit right
flavor.
In after I shaved my beard. Oh, did I let that slip? I shaved my beard.
That's right. Vinny is beard. Beardless now, which probably
disappointing.
You probably when your beer doesn't go in your mouth, it just falls off now, right? Doesn't get stuck in
the
beer.
It just kind of runs down my chin, down the hair on my chest. I gotta have the beard. Now I know what Josh has got his big beard like that.
That's
gotta
right.
keep it going again.
Right.
I just decided to be. I want to see how pretty I was without it. I don't know. I think I'm gonna grow
failed
back.
Miserably.
This tastes amazing.
Yeah, tell us about the great parts of this Brooklyn Lager for anybody who has not poured one in their mouth before. What are they getting?
It's an American Amber Lager. It's the beer that really got Brooklyn going. They actually say that it's the lager that Brooklyn built is what they call it. It's based on a traditional Vienna lager, but it's a little bit more hop to it. Great beer. It's 5.2%. It's a year-round beer from them. It's got a little bit of a grapefruit essence on the backside, smooth, toasty caramel notes because of the malts that they're using, kind of gives it a little bit of sweetness on the backside. So you're not getting your typical American lager where it's corny, and you get some of that corn syrup kind of flavor behind it. You're not getting that. You're getting a real nice caramel note from the malts that they're using. So
yes.
You know what I thought was impressive about this? It's in five continents.
Really?
That's insane.
How does that happen?
Carlsberg, they actually worked with Carlsberg years ago for Carlsberg to be the importer over in Sweden, and that's kind of where it started and took off from there, and then they actually made relationships. So it kind of spread all through Europe. Our Germany is a big lager area. Europe's a big ale area, but they spread all across out through there, and he's absolutely right. They are five continents wide. They're in Japan. In fact, they did a beer called Sirachi, which the fella had found these Sirachi Ace hops. In Japan, they were almost extinct. He regrew them, started going with them again, and Brooklyn bought every crop he did and created their Sirachi Ace Ale. And now look what we're doing. I mean, we're sending people over to Europe to brew. And I know that Terrapin, everybody knows Terrapin, great product. Spike from Terrapin, the head brewer, actually went over to New Zealand. He won a contest, and he went over to New Zealand about 4 years ago to teach them how to brew craft beer in New Zealand. So now
really?
The Americans are actually, yes, sir. The Americans are actually spreading over across the continent and teaching other people how to brew. So we're not getting laughed at anymore.
Well, you know,
it's awesome.
And Josh actually brought, he picked a Terrapin beer as his favorite for this special episode.
Well, I'm glad he did, because if he didn't, I was going to come down there and shave his beard until
right. Yeah, somebody's got to have it. This segment only gets credibility if somebody has an impressive beard, and Josh, that's all
right.
On you. So, Guy, this of the 124 episodes of this show, this is the one beer that you decided was the one that stood out the most that you had never tried before.
Yes, and it's also the beer that introduced me to stouts for the first time.
Okay.
and it's from New Holland Brewing. It's Dragon's Milk.
Oh, that's a good choice.
I knew I was going to go with this one just because that 11%.
It's a bourbon barrel aged stout, and like I said, this was my very first stout ever, and it got me into liking stouts a lot.
It is more impressive that you were able to read the rest of the label other than the ABV part, you know, just to see that.
What are you trying to say?
You drink enough of that, your beer will come in full.
during the bottle.
You guys are allowed 50% down there now,
yes,
at the bars?
This week.
The bars just opened up Monday, yep.
That's right. Let's hear if our bars are being open. That's right. We're rebellious, and that's what made me pick the beer that sort of changed. Let me grab my favorites, because I had never had this brand before we started the Riggs & Guy Brew Review. I got into it, and now I can't stop. It is the Stone IPA. Never tried the Stone before. Yes. There's a great palette of Stone flavors.
Oh, yeah.
I have gotten into these, whether it is the Fear Movie Lions, the FML beer, or whether it's the, there's one called Scorpion Bowl, which just blows my mind every time I pour it in my face. I get different flavors every time.
Their traditional Arrogant Bastard Strong Ale is a great beer.
That's right. And we thought you were pranking. Guy and I thought you were pranking us. We were like, Vinny's trying to set us up. And he was like, we're going to try Arrogant Bastard. And I thought he was talking to me.
I actually got to try Arrogant Bastard in Escondido, California.
Really?
Where they brew it.
That's awesome.
That's the home base. But
I actually met Greg Cook, the fellow that owns Stone, two times, and he is an Arrogant Bastard. So that's
really good. Okay. At least it stays true to the brand. But this Stone IPA, to me, is my favorite. It's just everything I like in an IPA. Josh, tell us the specs on this one.
So this one, it clocks in at 6.9%, so I'm assuming that's one of the reasons you enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. 71 IBUs, so you do still get that nice bitterness to it. What's funny, you mentioned the word rebellious. Take a look at the bottle right now. Their label is upside down on purpose.
That is incredible.
I noticed that as I handed it to him. I was
Wait,
is this a misprint?
It's 100% intentional.
Guy tried to take it because he thought it was a collectible item, and I knocked it right out of his cold hand. Yeah. Well, I tried to. I couldn't reach him because he's too far away.
Well, that way it's right side up when it's in your face.
Yeah. You know, by the way, we went back and listened to episode one of the Riggs & Guy Brew Review, which was, several years ago.
Is that when I had my hello?
Yes,
Vinny voice.
Wait, here, here's a clip. Here we go. Let us give you a clip of the show. Here we go.
Yes, sir. I started the craft division there about 11 years ago. I've been selling craft beer ever since.
See? That's awesome. Yeah, that's right. See, Vinny was he had his NPR voice because Vinny was not told Riggs & Guy don't give a they will just go. They will go. So he didn't know, but then he learned quickly.
I was trying to be all cool and like, okay, next we have.
All right, Vanna White.
And in fairness, a lot of people have asked about Josh because they know Amelia has an effusive personality, but they say, is Josh reserved? To say, no, get him in public. He will go off. He will be shouting and singing. Just wait.
Actually, give him a few beers, then get him in public.
Okay.
Then he'll go off.
Right, there you go.
All right. Well, thank you, all three of you, for making this a very, very special. Listen, it's all thanks to SR Parade. Let's hear it for SR Parade again. For making the Riggs & Guy Brew Review possible, and we, Vinny, thank you for everything. Again, we miss you, and Josh,
miss
and
you, man.
Thank you for filling the Vinny shoes or pants or whatever you have of his that you have to.
I lost 35 pounds. You could probably start to fill my pants now.
Oh, whoa!
Yes.
Wow, okay. All right, well, those 35 pounds and 125 sets of beers, cheers to all of you.
Cheers.